Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are here with John Seda. John plays Dr. Samuel Velez in the NBC drama La Brea, Tuesdays 9 Eastern, 8 Central on NBC. And this is a fascinating plot for this. John, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't have a massive sinkhole opening around me, so I guess I'm okay. So this massive sinkhole opens up in the middle of L.A. It separates a family between two worlds. The mother and son fall into this, I guess, some kind of a weird in-between land alongside a group of strangers trying to figure out where they are, try to get back home. And you know, that would sound very weird if the weather was not what it is right now. That could be happening right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's funny. There's a number of sinkholes that actually have opened up in L.A. Maybe not the same size as this one, but it's actually not far-fetched, I guess, if you think about it.
Yeah, and now your character has these visions, right?
No. My character, I play Dr. Sam. I'm one of the. There's a group of people that fall in. The story is focused on this one family, the Harris family. I play Dr. Sam Velez. I fall in with my daughter, Riley. Gavin, played by Owen Mackin, he's Natalie Z's character, Eve. He's her husband. He's the one that has the visions.
Okay. And kind of follow the journey along there as you go on La Brea. But now you also just finished up a 6-season run on NBC's Chicago PD as Antonio Dawson. And, you know, I've read a lot of the things about you on that show, and everybody's like, where did he go? What happened to him? And I guess that happens with actors, right? I mean, you leave especially 6 seasons, and it's like missing a part of the family now.
Yeah, you know, it's television, things happen. You know, it's Hollywood.
Tell me about it. I'm in radio.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes for no rhyme or reason, or just, you know, shows evolve and they get like new perspectives and just want to go in a different direction and stuff. And that just happens, you know, and I had 6 seasons and, you know, it would have been nice to continue with the show, but, you know, they, like I said, sometimes they just, you know, things change and they want to go a different route. And, you know, but, it was six great years with a great cast and, that whole One Chicago thing on Wednesday with Dick Wolf's, you know, the shows. They are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot in my life. Randy, we're going in a different direction. And that's it. We're talking to John Seda here in the National Defense.
And
the new show, La Brea, Tuesdays 9 Eastern, 8 Central on NBC. And you are also in one of my favorite films, the miniseries The Pacific, starring his legendary U.S. Marine John Bassalone, Manila John, and our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. What was that experience like for you?
Oh man, that's one that lives with me forever. That's you know, every job, you know, is I give 100% on every job I do, but you know, that one was more than just a job. You know, that was something that was just truly special, and to be a part of it was absolutely, absolutely amazing.
And man, you went through the boot camp and everything, right?
Yeah. Look, I won't say our boot camp was as tough or as real as, you know, the real boot camp and what our real military men and women go through. I would never try to say that's you know, the same thing. But we had Captain Dale Dye and his Warriors Inc. group, which they're the technical advisors, and you know they're all real NCOs and real Marines, so you know they knew what to do to try to get us as best as they could to understand what the mission was and understand how important it was and get us to even think and look as best as we could as the people we were representing.
Yeah, we had Demi Moore on the program, and, you know, she was in G.I. Jane, and she was talked about her experience at the boot camp, and she thought she was in incredible shape, which it seemed like she was. And she said the first morning that she had to wake up and run a mile, she instantly just stopped and had to puke. And she said, man, my respect for those men and women who do that just was, you know, off the charts after that.
Yeah, I tell you, without the boot camp and without the passion and dedication from Captain Dale Dye, Freddie Joe Farnsworth, Robert Garcia, who was our machine gun platoon, without those guys, there's no way we could have made this look as authentic as we did. It even more so than just the physical nature of it and getting in shape. I think it was all, you know, more the mental aspect and the camaraderie and understanding what that means and just trying to get in that mindset. Without them, and they were there every single moment, every single scene, every single day. And if we had a question, and sometimes, even the director wouldn't understand. You'd have to go to Freddie Joe or Garcia or Captain Dale and go, hey, look, they want me to do this in the scene. They want me to stand this way. And they were, he'd say, there's no way you're going to do that. No way you would stand like that. No Marine would stand like that. You're not going to do that. I'll tell you right now, I said, well, Captain, and you can go over to the director and tell him.
right, exactly. We're talking to John Sater here on the National Defense, and it plays Dr. Sam on the NBC drama La Brea. And you also, this has got to be tough as an actor. You played the love interest of Jennifer Lopez in the film's Selena. But, I mean, that's, talking about Manila John, that's a real person. This is a real person. It's got to be, it's got to be extra tough to play somebody who is a real person because you got to nail that, right?
Yeah, and Chris Perez, who I portrayed in Selena, we're still friends to this day. We still, talk to each other, and he's an amazing musician, and he's still making music. But it was, I tell you, when I started that project as well, I really didn't, honestly, at the time, I didn't know too much about Fui. I knew a little bit about her, but I didn't know too much. And the moment I met Chris, it just became something that was more than, just trying to do another job. It was about, for me, it became about how important it was to show their love on screen and how much they loved each other and how real that was. And Chris, I lived with him, stayed with him in their house, and Chris at that time was he was still just deeply mourning he was a mess. And so I had to try and find a way to just get into understanding, how important that relationship was to him and try to portray it on screen. But that was, unfortunately, that movie had to be made because of what happened to her. Chris was incredible. And that was tough. And for me, it was just trying to be true and loyal to Chris and to the movie, so it was a kind of balancing act that had to be done.
Yeah, man, you've been in a lot of great, great projects. Was there anything that comes to mind for you that you really wanted that you didn't get? Or are you one of these guys that just go, well, it wasn't meant to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do. I give it my all even the Pacific originally, when I first got the script, it was the first time ever I really, truly, truly felt like something inside me said, this is meant for you to do.
Yeah.
This is like, I just felt a connection right away and felt like this is it. And, went through the process and had a screen test and got in a room with Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks and, a whole group of important people, and did my screen test. And I remember thinking, no one ever feels like they hit a home run, but you try your best. And I feel like I know I didn't suck.
That's right. Well, yeah. I mean, at least I didn't blow it completely, and you got it, and you did. Man, you did a fantastic job as Manila John.
Well, it didn't go my way. I really felt like it was, I felt like, hey, I didn't suck. I did pretty good. And, but it didn't go my way. And I was actually shocked because I truly felt like it was meant for me to do it, you know. But I thought, all right, well, guess it wasn't meant to be, but at least I was in a room with these guys, and I didn't suck, and maybe they'll think about me for something else down the road. But long story short, it ended up coming back my way, coming back to me, and you know, so it was meant to be. But yeah, I do take that route. It's like not every actor can do every job, and not every job is meant for every actor, you know. So you do your best, and if it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
That's a great attitude. John, listen, man, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck on La Brea. And, just good stuff.
You got it. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.